This week, California lawmakers passed a bill to put strict limits on the gig economy. It requires companies to hire most workers as employees with benefits rather than as independent contractors. Two of the companies most affected by the change will be Uber and Lyft, who lobbied unsuccessfully to be exempted from the bill. Mike Isaac is a technology reporter for the New York Times. We spoke with him last week about his new book, Super Pumped, The Battle for Uber. He joins us now with reaction to this news. Mike, what are the implications of what just happened in California for Uber and other companies like it?
Yeah, you know, this is a really big moment. There have been a number of different cases that have been gone in court, but this is a moment that really makes that small status change much larger. Now, former independent contractors, not just at companies like Uber, but really at any sort of gig economy thing, Instacart, DoorDash, and then other sort of contract labor positions, can start getting these worker protections that they essentially had not had before, whether it's insurance or different benefits that we're just missing.
Minimum wage, vacation days, et cetera. I've seen that some have said that this is going to destroy Uber and Lyft's business model. Is that your sense?
Well, this is definitely a big, scary moment for these companies. Right now, they're furiously working behind the scenes to try to offer a kind of hybrid model in which they would not quite be full employees. They're the drivers that work for them, but perhaps they would have at least some added benefits like a floor on what wage they would get per hour, or a kind of driver advocate is what they called it. So like a quasi union. But at the same time, these companies are really scared because their entire model is predicated on not paying maybe what will add up to 20 or 30% more in costs to the people who drive for them.
What is your sense of how people will react to this? I know there are some who believe right now that, of course, this makes sense. If people are working basically full time, they should make a fair wage. They should get the kind of benefits that you would get and the protections that you would get in a normal workplace, not in the gig economy. And others, you say, well, this is a new model and it's employing a lot of people and that the government shouldn't step in this way.
Yeah, you know, it's really funny. I've talked to a lot of drivers or people that work for these companies, and it's been very split. People who are pro passage of this bill basically are concerned for the larger implications that the gig economy companies represent, which has essentially been the erosion of worker protections over time. And on the other hand, there are people who are sort of more weekend warriors for Uber and Lyft and Instacart in all these companies and don't want to be considered employees. Their whole point is that they can set their schedules, that they can do this on their own time. And so it really is more split than I think people realize.
Do you think it's more likely that this is going to end up in court or that Uber and Lyft will be able to come up with, as you said, some sort of hybrid model and just make a compromise out of court?
Yeah, I believe there's probably going to be. So the companies have devoted some $90 million to working against this, perhaps bringing some sort of proposition to voters in the months ahead. There might be enough people that don't actually want this that make their voices heard, and the companies are rallying them to kind of give support, that they may end up with a compromise at some point. It's a complicated one, and I think people are pretty split.
That is Mike Isaac, who is the author of the new book, Super Pumped, The Battle for Uber, and also a technology reporter for the New York Times. Thank you so much.
Jeremy, thanks as always.